This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Well, the Cardinals, I saw, got off to a great start last night. It was 5-0. I zonked very, very early. They were putting the tarp. We were talking about this. They were putting the tarp out, and then I had to ask Ethan and Fred when I got in today because I had, you know, look, my problems are nothing compared to what people are going through right now with these storms. I don't want anyone to think otherwise. I've got some challenges. We all have challenges. But one of the challenges was I didn't have power, and that means I didn't have internet. So I had to go to the top of the hill to call Fred this morning, and I didn't know what was going on. And then I kind of forgot. I was sitting at my house thinking, hey, I hope the Cardinals won that damn game, or did they finish it? And you guys said that they did. So we love the Cardinals, and I'm not going to lie. Of course, I was very concerned at the beginning of the season. Perhaps all of us were, but they're a very good baseball team right now, and one of the goals needs to be getting the asses in the seats, and I know the fans are going to rally. We have Joe Strome, who's the VP Ticket of Sales for the Cardinals, with us this afternoon. We're going to highlight some specials. Joe, you know it's been challenging, right? But we got to get people into the stands this weekend and beyond in the summer, and this is the right time to do it. How are you?
I am doing well, and you are right. This is the time to come. I mean, we have to earn the support back, and I think the team is doing what they need to do to earn that back. And quite frankly, it's a fun team to watch. And every game, what has there been, one, maybe two games that weren't close the entire year. So the games have been fun to watch. The team is fun to watch, and they're a very talented group. So I would encourage people that if you have stayed away, we understand.
Yeah.
Come down and watch a game. I think you're going to like what you see, but also we've also made some changes around the ballpark too, from the way we're doing the entertainment at the ballpark, trying to change what we do on the boards, change what we're doing on the music. The other thing is I would encourage people maybe to come down even on Fridays. It's Friday Night Live in the Bud Terrace. We have $5 beers, $5 hot dogs, $6 margaritas.
Nice.
And this Friday especially is going to be a fun night at the ballpark because it's our annual Margaritaville night at Busch Stadium. So the band Boat Drunks will be there. As part of the theme, it's an all-over print shirt that you get as part of the theme ticket, and you'll have 3,000-4,000 people that will be in that Budweiser Terrace, and it is a fun evening beyond just coming to the game, the pregame activities are really, really fun.
One of the things I love about what the team is doing right now, and I track these things, I think a lot of people do, I get The Athletic, which is part of the New York Times, and they do power rankings. ESPN does them too. I'm sure there's other organizations that do them. So I remember sharing with some folks a couple of weeks ago, we were power ranked 24th. I think we at one point moved to 23. I think then we moved back, maybe we went to 25. In the latest power rankings that came out, last week they were 17. They're up to 11 right now, and deservedly so. It's awesome, isn't it?
It really is, and I think what the team is, I've heard a lot of people say, reminds me of the teams in the 80s. Quite frankly, they were statistically the best defensive team in baseball, which fans here in St. Louis love that. Run the bases well. Have hit for power, hit for average. And the young kids are good, and it's fun watching them.
Ethan, can you help me out with this one stat? Outs above average, right?
Mm-hmm.
OAA.
Mm-hmm.
They're like,
they're
so good right now.
They're by far first in baseball.
They're
by
doubling,
far.
They're doubling up the second best team on that stat right now. That's incredible. I thought you were going to explain.
Oh,
what
I didn't
it
know
is.
That.
Well, what
I
is that?
Know
so,
that.
What does that mean?
Oh, sorry,
outs above average means what?
Yeah, so basically, it means like the quality of play defensively that you are making, like plays that you don't have high probabilities of being able to make. The Cardinals are making that by far better than any team in baseball. I'm not sure what the specific number, as far as you know, if it's this level of probability.
Yeah, but
what it is, but the Cardinals are making those low probability plays right now, and they're making them at a much higher rate than any team.
And here's another stat here. This is from The Athletic in the power rankings. The average team has made 24 errors this season. The Cardinals have made just 16. And we can see it, Joe, right? You can see Brendan Donovan. These guys are so fun to watch. Mason Wynn just killing it defensively. And that's, you know, surprisingly something we've prided ourselves on. And in the last couple of seasons, that's been an issue. So what else do you need the fans to know if they need to get tickets for this weekend and beyond?
Well, what I would do this weekend is Memorial Day weekend. Historically, is a later selling weekend. People are waiting to see what the activities are. Quite frankly, they're waiting to see what the weather is. I think it's supposed to be a little cooler,
yeah,
so who knows? You probably can't do the water activities. So come to the ball game. We've got the Margaritaville, as I said, on Friday. Saturday is the Mason Wynn bobblehead. Sunday is the one to bring the families to. I mean, it's the kids' day at the ballpark. A nice kids' Mason Wynn jersey would be given away. The kids can run the bases after the game. Pre-game, they can have free ice cream in the Ford Plaza. So all day, there's activities for the kids. And Sunday's going to be like a Saturday because with Monday being the holiday,
right.
You don't have to go to work the next day. So bring the family down, have fun at the ballpark, and start the summer off right.
Yeah, to your point, it's not going to be pool weather this weekend when the pool's open, so it might be better baseball weather. Joe, you keep us posted. Any help you need, you just let us know. You know that.
Well, we appreciate it. We appreciate the fans. Guys, we know we have to earn the trust back, and hopefully you'll come to the ballpark and have fun this summer.
We are on our way there for sure. All right, we'll talk soon. Thank you, Joe Strom.
Thank you.
All right, that's awesome. We got, you know, as down on the team as I was, I'm like the opposite right now just because there's so much fun to watch. And who do they play into the weekend, Ethan? I can't
Arizona,
remember.
Which that's the thing. Right now they have the Detroit Tigers, who have the best
record. Did you
record.
Just say Detroit?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, all right, just checking.
The best record in baseball right now, and the Cardinals pummeled them last night. The Cardinals aren't just playing well. They're playing well against good teams, and the Diamondbacks are another very good team. This is a team that was in the World Series just a couple of years ago. So
it's
you
awesome.
Want to watch good competitive baseball, Busch Stadium is the place to do it right now.
We need it. The community needs it right now, just based on all of the the healing that needs to happen after the storm. And we got Telephone Tuesday coming up, so put your thinking caps on. We're going to take some calls.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, it's National Quiche Lorraine Day, Fred.
Oh, that's good.
My goodness.
Yeah, and National Streaming Day, National Rescue Dog Day, which I kind of love, and National Pick Strawberries Day. And National Become a Millionaire Day, which I would
like
to
one.
Do.
Yeah, how do we cash in on that one?
They don't give you tips.
It's a lot of national days.
Yeah. Oh, there's a ton every day. Some of them not as great as those.
Are you a quiche person, Fred? I don't envision you being a quiche.
No,
person.
I like quiche.
Oh, do you? I do. I just found one for crustless.
Good spinach quiche.
Oh yeah,
quiche is good.
And it was
good to eat,
bacon.
Hard to say.
It was bacon and spinach quiche with a little bit of fresh mozzarella balls in it. Oh, that's really good.
How does Lorraine play a role in all that? Do you know?
You know what? That's a good question. Was it her name that invented it? I don't know. Huh. By the way, I put the Greek place that those people recommended all over to us.
Oh, last week.
El Greco. We're
going to
go there this weekend. Right. I'm going to try it.
You know what, Sue? Will you let me know when you're going
there?
Because I thought about it this past weekend. I'm having a hankering for one, and I want to go out to that place. It'd be a good weekend to do it.
All right. Well, I just looked there. Open 11 to 9.
Okay.
I'm just saying,
well,
most days. All right. On this day in history, 98 years ago, in 1927, Charles Lindbergh took off from New York in the Spirit of St. Louis. In his attempt to become the first person to fly nonstop across the Atlantic, he landed safely the next day in Paris and was awarded that $25,000 prize. Not too shabby for 1927.
Aren't there like big centennial celebrations coming up?
Oh, I would
here,
imagine.
Really? 2 years.
Well, there should be, right?
Yeah. I don't know who
we had when Mark, I think you were gone. We had
Mark.
Yeah,
Lindbergh's grandson was in studio.
Yeah,
we talked about the celebration.
Yeah, and he's doing stuff like that. He was talking about the power of giving these prizes out so that people will invent things and do things, and that's what happened to his grandfather, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool. And then 93 years ago, 5 years later, in 1932, Amelia Earhart took off from Newfoundland, headed for Ireland, and she landed 15 hours later, making her the first woman to fly across the Atlantic by herself.
Can I make a recommendation because I'm thinking out loud here? Ethan, if that interview that you did is good, the one with it's his grandson, put that on Monday on Memorial Day. You know, put
we
it
will.
For the best
Sounds
of, because we're
we'll
going to run some best ofs that day. That would be a great one.
You guys, this all reminded me about flying cars. Okay. And they say
oh, <boy. laughs>
that the first mass-produced flying car will go on sale early next year. And you can look this up, Ethan. Tell me what you think. It's Klein, KLEIN-vision.com. Any of you could look it up. I don't know why I said Ethan particularly.
Because I'm young and updated on these things.
Okay, but these flying cars...
Next year?
Yes.
Get out of here.
A company in Slovakia called Klein Vision says its new air car will cost about $800,000. That might put us out of it.
You know what this looks like? This looks like a Corvette with wings.
That's
what it looks like.
You got to look it up. It's nuts because it's basically a sports car with retractable wings and a propeller in back.
But didn't we all think, I mean, if you go back 30 years, 40 years, maybe even 20 years, didn't you think... I did, that there we would have flying cars
yes,
by now.
I really did.
You know what? Okay. I was always worried about that because I figured out, how are they going to get like traffic lights in space?
What you're talking about, Fred, is the hover car, right? We all thought we would get
like the Jetsons.
In the hover car, like the Jetsons, go up above the traffic and then...
Right. Or Star Wars. Like I just wrapped up season 2 of Andor and those are pretty cool.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
But they say, no, that's not what's happening. On this one, you still need a runway and a pilot's license.
Oh,
it's just
boring.
That you can land it and then drive around the city and then take it back to the airport and fly out.
No, I don't like that. I want the hover cars.
I'm sorry, Mark Reardon is not
this
happening.
Okay, legit question here. My daughter is 10 years old. When my daughter is, you know, 40 or 50 years old, will they have flying cars? I get the air traffic control situation doesn't even look good for airplanes right now, so maybe that's complicated.
Maybe.
But they do it in Star Wars, damn it. I think they can do it here.
At the pace that they are moving with all this AI stuff that we learned from George Rosenthal last week,
which scared
I'm
the hell out of us.
I'm not putting anything past society to be having this in flying
and by
cars
the way,
in 40, 50 years.
That's another segment for Monday.
Okay, all right. We're just
sure. See, we're knocking
these
off
down.
The list.
Marking these down. Yeah, this
that.
Is great.
So we don't need Telephone Tuesdays. We just need a Mark Reardon show prep Tuesday. We don't have to have a meeting.
Let's do it on air.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
You still need a runway and a pilot's license, but this really is cool. It transforms into an airplane in under 2 minutes. It has a range of 621 miles, top cruising speed of 155 miles per hour at 18,000 feet.
Would an old country road or cornfield work as well?
I am not. You know, they don't get that specific in here. I don't know how long it takes. You could probably mow the cornfield. They'll hit the sky in early 2026 in Europe, and they're hoping to get them approved in the U.S. this fall. It is really kind of amazing if you want to look at it. All right, there's also been a breakthrough in battery technology. Now, according to an article on LiveScience.com, scientists have come up with a stretchable, bendable battery with a... It's kind of got the texture of toothpaste. So they put it in like a stretchy plastic thing so you can... And they say that the good news there is it'll be great for wearable tech. Because if it's something that you're running or you're doing something and it stretches...
Like your heat jacket.
Yeah, exactly. It won't break. It'll just go with you and you won't lose power. So
the audience who's not watching on YouTube or Twitter is at such a disadvantage right now, because if you could see Sue's motions, and also when Fred and I, we kind of, you know, reacted the same way when you were talking about the toothpaste analogy, you're really missing out. You should watch that. It's very helpful.
I thought that the kind of explained everything that we needed to know.
That was the audio part of it, sure.
They say also this will be good for things like hearing aids, because I guess if you put one in and then the battery could cut out if you move the wrong way, but this will stretch with you. Who knew?
That reminds me. Okay, I'm doing more show prep on the air.
Oh, good.
What else can we put in the next segment? Stuff. Remind me to tell, there's a story about Greece that I have not told you that's pretty funny, and the hearing aids part actually reminded me of it. So just ask me in Telephone Tuesday or something.
Sorry,
crowd didn't like that,
but I am. Well, we'll see.
Let's do Conan. Conan O'Brien is going to voice a new character named Smarty Pants in Toy Story 5. Now, this is a stroke of genius on someone's part. Because Smarty Pants is great, Conan is going to be great, and it's Toy Story 5. You got to get a hook somewhere. And then Ernie Hudson will also join the cast to replace the late Carl Weathers as Combat Carl. So after Warner Brothers Discovery ended its partnership, by the way, with Sesame Street, Netflix has swooped in to take that over. Those were our little just things about TV today.
I love Conan, though.
He still makes me laugh. Does he still have a show from the beginning?
He's got a cable show, but it's doesn't he do something? It's different. You know, it's a different type of show.
His podcast is entertaining. Okay. If you're pulling weeds, that's where I like to listen. And finally, in Sue's news. Well, it is, but I don't know why he just cracks me up in that particular. The T-shirt was invented in 1904. First of all, I didn't realize it was quite that old.
I would have thought older.
They were all in suits and the ties and the whole thing.
Right, but I wouldn't have survived.
You'd be in bad
me neither.
Shape. The T-shirt was invented in 1904 and marketed toward bachelors who didn't know how to sew and replace buttons. It was one of the first pieces
of
clothing.
So all men. In other words, all men.
Yes.
Do you think it was a big seller at the World's Fair?
I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah. And that's it for Sue's News.
All right, there you go. We're going to open up the phone lines here. If you'd like to chime in, look, there's a lot of stuff to talk about, so I'm going to keep it rather open. I'll share a story here. We'll inspire you with some other things in a moment. But the number, 314-241-9797, Telephone Tuesday on The Mark Reardon Show.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, we're going to take some phone calls here in a moment. I guess I should play this to make it official, right? Are you ready here? Here we go.
Telephone Tuesday. 314-241-9797.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I don't really care what you want to talk about. We just open up the phone lines here because there's so much going on. We haven't even talked about Jim Comey and the 8647. There's storm-related stuff. Ethan's lining up the calls. But I have to share this story just because I forgot to tell you a couple of things. First of all, I told you that there was a couple on the trip from St. Louis, Barb and Ed. They were awesome. They were celebrating their 50th anniversary.
Yes.
And while we were on the cruise, it was the 51st anniversary of when they met. So their actual anniversary was Valentine's Day. If they're listening, Barbadan, I love you guys. We're so much fun. And Ed had hearing aids. So at the beginning of the tour, we had two local guides, along with my friend Mike Kenny. And the local guides are the ones that take you to the sites and everything. Well, the first local guide, I'm not even sure of her name, but we called her Ivanka. I don't think her name was Ivanka. We all decided that it was Ivanka. So, Ed, it was so windy, you guys. It was like 40 to 60 mile per hour winds. That's why we didn't even take the cruise when we were supposed to. It was 2 days delayed. So, Ed lost a hearing aid because of the wind.
Oh.
And Barb says to Ed, "Ed, can you hear what she's saying?" You know, you get these whisper things that you're supposed to put in yours. And Ed goes, "Honey, I couldn't hear what she was saying before I lost the hearing aid. I sure as hell can't hear it now." So I wanted to share that because it was so funny. But so then maybe the third or fourth day of the cruise, we're getting ready for dinner. Becky had already gone up top. I think there was a lounge. And I was taking a shower. And I'm in these showers on this cruise ship. It's really small, right? Yeah. So I thought I heard something. I heard a beeping sound. I'm like, what is that? But, you know, I had the shower on. And I go out, and there's, you know, guy knocking on my door. I'm like, what the? And he's like, sir, the fire alarm's going off. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, maybe that's what I heard. So he's literally, I'm naked, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
I barely have the towel wrapped around me. He's like, sir, I need to check. I'm like, what do you need to check? And he's like, the fire alarm. I go, so I'm trying to figure it out. So he pushes through. I mean, he saw more of me than most people ever will, and it's not, I don't wish that upon anyone.
That's a bonus for him, I guess.
But I said,
or not.
I think he thought I was smoking.
Are we on delay?
But I honestly think he thought I was smoking in there or something. He's looking around, he's looking. I'm like, dude, I think it was just the steam from the shower.
Yeah.
Becky had already taken a shower, so then she left and I jumped in, and maybe the door was open.
I bet that's it.
Well, it had to be because there was no smoking going on in there. But it was so funny because I had to let him in. He wasn't letting me say no. And I'm sitting there with the towel barely wrapped around me. I feel horrible that I tortured that guy. I'm sure there's an image. But I had forgotten to tell you guys that story. So
oh, my gosh.
That. All right, let's take some phone calls. What do you think here this afternoon? Steve, you're first up. Make it good. Don't suck. That's all I got to say.
No pressure.
Okay. Yeah, no pressure at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Hey, I could have sworn, I don't remember the station, but there was a person from the emergency management department or something interviewed over the weekend, and this person was standing there, and they were asking, where's the button, where's the button? Well, evidently, there's two emergency management buildings. They had people in one of the buildings, but they didn't have anybody in the building that had the button to push on the sirens. And I saw that one time, and for whatever reason, that interview was not played again.
Well, so, and I wonder if all the other building, because now we know, and Tim Fitch referenced this in the last hour, they were at like a workshop. They were workshopping their, do their job better maybe, okay, when they weren't doing their job.
But even in that case, if there are two, if there are, you put the person in the room with the button, is my point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. You don't put them in the second room.
Well, especially because this was not a surprise. These storms
were
well predicted.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
Supposedly two different buildings. That's what we got from the interview.
Okay. Well, there's still some information out there. Thank you. And you were great. See, it was a great way to start. You didn't suck. That's what I would say about that. But, you know, we started the show for those people who missed it with, and I might use this for audio cut of the day. In fact, I think I'm going to. See, I'm workshopping the show as we do it, Fred.
Oh,
Fred's
boy.
Looking at me. He's like, oh, no, all the show prep is
any
going
planning
on right
is good planning, Mark.
So, but it's stunning. And I'm not pinning this on Kara or the current administration. I think she took some good steps here. But it's amazing because when I first heard about this, I'm like, wait a second. You're telling me the reason the sirens didn't go off in the city is because someone was responsible for pressing the button and that person didn't do their job. That is, in 2025, that is unbelievable that that's, and I'm sure that they're embarrassed by it, which is why you got to somehow fix this. Henry, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Go ahead. Telephone Tuesday.
Hey, Mark, how you doing? It's good to talk to you.
What's that? Go ahead.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's a little noise in the background, but we can hear you, I think.
Okay. I just got a question. When you get home tonight, ask Corio if he can name that tune in one note.
That's a good one. I will do that. That's awesome. Thank you for the call. So that was
a little Oreo love.
That was good. my bunny that I mean, honestly, I don't know. This is what I heard. He just he hit that thing, and I don't know if he, because they do that. The cats do that every once in a while. Like I told you, one of the cats, we can't keep our master bedroom. Oop, I just aired. I'm sorry. What's it called now?
Oh,
primary bedroom.
Primary.
I am so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. But we have, I thought it was so brilliant to put room darkening shades in that room, but we never use the damn thing because when we have the room darkening shade closed,
down.
Dashy, my cat, he knows that's how to get our attention. I mean, he knows it.
Oh.
So he does it, unfortunately. So it's one of those things. But we love our animals, right?
We
love
our
animals.
Yes, we do.
Rich, you're on 97.1 FM Talk, Telephone Tuesday.
Hey, Mark, thanks for taking my call. This is a little bit off that storm subject, and I'm sorry to even call about it, but to not bring it up. But I was just curious if... I called Ann Wagner's office, and I talked to somebody about all these immigrants that have come into our country. Are they still getting free places to live, free phones, and like a check every month for them to survive?
I think a lot of them are, depending on the circumstance. Yeah, I mean, this has been well documented. It's a great question. I have not spoke with Ann here on the air in the next couple of weeks. It's certainly something I'm willing to ask her because I know that there was going to be an effort to crack down on that. Yeah.
That's why I wanted to bring that up. Since President Trump got elected, there has not been, since he's taken office, nobody said anything about it. But it's very, I mean, if our tax money is still going to that, you know, what about all the poor people that live in St. Louis anyway?
Well, right. My guess would be that's not something that they would automatically or could have automatically shut down, depending on the nature of the immigration, because some of them are going to be true asylum cases. But yeah, it's been pretty stunning that there, and this is why I think there was so much anger from places like St. Louis and the city of Chicago, where people are like, wait a second, they're getting what when we don't get what?
Right. Well, we're struggling.
It's
ourselves.
Unbelievable. And I had, you know, I had this great, I want to share this here. Before I let you go, though, let me ask you, did you have anything more?
I got one other.
Yeah, quick, no, go ahead, because I'll share this story in a second. Go ahead.
I'm a longtime listener, 4 or 5 years, and for you and Annie. And I'm 67 years old, Well, 68. It has turned 68. But the other thing on your Friday roundtable, Jeff Smith bugs the hell out of me because he never agrees with you on anything.
Well, it's always Trump this and Trump that, isn't it? We know that pattern with Jeff. I do love that. I've known Jeff for a long time. You know, he was on the roundtable. I can tell a very interesting story about that. So you want me to kick him off the roundtable? Is that what you're asking?
No, no, I'm not saying that. I just, if he's ever on there, I mean, Jane, I like her. But if he's ever on there, I turn it off because he irritates the hell out of me.
Well, it happens, and I appreciate the feedback, okay?
All right, Mark.
Thank you. So what, you know, it's funny because Jeff was a state senator who got himself into some legal trouble, 12, 14, I don't even know how long ago. And he lied to the FBI. He went to federal prison. He wrote a book about this. His story is quite amazing, but he's certainly a lefty. But I'm telling you, and Fred, you remember this, we were sitting in the Camoex studio with Jeff Smith, Catherine Hanaway, who was the former and I don't know who the third person was. It might have been like John Shimkus or someone like that. And this is the week before the story breaks about Smith. Do you remember this, Fred, or not?
No,
I
don't.
I remember it? I remember it better because
it's the week before.
It's the week before, and there is absolutely, so when the story breaks on Tuesday, there is no doubt in my mind that I flash back to that Friday afternoon looking at Catherine and Jeff. They weren't sitting, I can even picture this, they weren't necessarily together. They were across, you know, someone was in the middle. I think it was Shimkus or someone like that. But they both damn well knew at that point that something was going to bust open. And that was just fascinating to me. But Jeff's a friend, and he actually, you just reminded me that he reached out just to check on my wellness today, and I didn't respond. But here's my story about my Uber ride. I took an Uber ride on Saturday, and I like, do you guys ever talk to your Uber drivers? I try to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy is from Ghana, and he has a baseball cap on, and it's backwards, and it's got an American flag. And we just start talking, and he is a proud American. He has been here for 10 years. His uncle came here. He followed him. He loves Missouri. We're talking about America and how great it was. We're talking about how some people take things for granted. And when I say, you know, people take things for granted, you know what he says? Yeah, like water. You turn the faucet on and water comes out. Now, let's face it, we don't ever think about that. Now, we're thinking about electricity a little bit more right now because of the storms. But think about something as simple as that, that this is what, now, we again, we understand why people want to come here. We do. Mm-hmm. But this is a guy, Hillary Clinton conflated this yesterday too. I had the soundbite, I can play it. She's like, oh, these Republicans, they want to talk about, you know, having babies and the nuclear family. Well, you know, it's immigrants that are the ones having the most children. Once again,
what?
Not, well, maybe she's right, but there is a difference between the dude that came here legally from Ghana, who's now an American citizen, and the people streaming across the border with no law and order. But this guy was so, you know, and Fred, it was a miss on my part because it was a part of me that kind of thought afterwards, I should have got his phone number. Maybe he's listening because I told him I was doing the show. But he was amazing. He made me be a prouder American. And you know what else he did, though? He assimilated. He became part of the culture.
Yeah.
His English was outstanding. And I told him that. And he was surprised by that. But I'm like, dude, I can understand everything. It was an amazing conversation about being proud to be an American.
Oh, that's really nice.
And, you know, there are a lot of people on the left right now. They hate this country. They hate this country. And it's disgusting.
And that reminds me of, Sue, you told us about, and we had him on air. He was a naturalized citizen.
Hank.
Just Hank.
Oh, yeah, Hank.
That's Hank right. And Melanie.
And he was just so grateful to be here.
Oh, he was
and
so
for
brave.
All the opportunities that are here.
His story is amazing, too. There's another best of that can air from our fish fry on Monday. John, you're on 97.1 FM Talk, Telephone Tuesdays.
Hey, Mark, I want to talk about one of your favorite subjects, the online gambling.
Oh, good. Excellent.
My son's, well, you said it was open topic. It's like, great.
No, go ahead. Bring it.
My son's from New York City. He can't stand it when he comes to town, but that's another story. He has fun in New York City sitting there doing everything through the evening. But, hey, you know, I'm going way back now to the commercials with Ozzy and so forth, and you can correct me here, but Ozzy says, you know, we're going to make $35 million for this, for the schools, for this and so forth. I know you had the Secretary of State on a couple months ago, and it's nowhere near that. So going back to Ozzy's commercials, why don't the Cardinals and the Blues and the Royals and the Chiefs all pony up that $35 million up front, and then they can collect it whenever, you know, gambling becomes a reality.
Well, you know, I understand your point there, and I appreciate it. And one of the things that I had an issue with, for me, that issue was about freedom. And one of the reasons I love Missouri, and I was surprised that we couldn't do that in Missouri when you can do it in other states. And by the way, you still can't really do regular sports wagering. It looks like it's going to be December. There was some news on that even the other day. But look, I get your point. And the way that that was sold was, I'm not going to say it was deceptive or dishonest, but some of us lived through the lottery, you know, fiasco, where everything was going to fix education. And the amount, the actual amount of it, you know, money that's going to education is actually a small amount. Not that not everything is appreciated and wanted, but for me, I had to separate that out because for me, it was a freedom issue and I wanted the ability to do it here in Missouri. But I get your point. Maybe they should have front loaded it. We're coming back with more. Hang in there.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I have not spent nearly enough time on the Jake Tapper hypocrisy with this new book coming out, Alex Thompson, and I give Alex Thompson credit, but the fact that Jake Tapper, who made millions of dollars lying about the Biden administration for the past 4 years, covering their asses on a regular basis, and now is profiting from a book where he gets to come out and say, oh yeah, you know what, there are other media people out there that weren't doing their job. That is just shocking to me. And here's another example of why it should be shocking. I think Ethan found this audio. This is from what I always refer to as the most politically defining talk show in America, The View. And listen to what Whoopi says. I just listened to this during the break. This is quite something.
It has always been a mass trust issue because politicians, media, nobody does what they're supposed to do. Now, I say, for me, listen, he's 83. So he's a little stumbly. He's a little rumbly. I can't point to anything that he's done as president that he did.
No, he's running for his next 4 years.
Yeah. But I'm saying.
Okay, wait. Before she's I'm saying, she's essentially saying that I didn't see anything wrong in the last 4 years and nothing inappropriate that he did as president. We're just judging him maybe on the future, but listen to the rest of it here.
I want, not you, but I want somebody to tell me, well, when did you know it was bad? If you knew, why did you wait?
Yeah. So can I just get in for a second? He said that it was after he moderated the debate.
I'm sorry, baby, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you're telling me that hundreds of people knew that he was not able to do his job, then where the hell was everybody?
Do we need to even address this? Are you kidding me that that's the question that she's asking? Hey, there were some of us out here. Let's just look at Lara Trump, and I don't think I have the soundbite. Lara Trump goes on with Jake Tapper in 2020 and says something about the cognitive abilities of this president because they were on full display back then. And Jake Tapper fights, no, this is you're not qualified to diagnose anything like this. Just absolutely rips Lara Trump. There were other people, like talk show hosts like me, like people like Mike Gonzalez, who was on earlier, people who are regulars on this show. Scott Jennings was someone. We were pointing this out constantly. And what were they doing on The View?
No.
Covering for him, they were mocking anyone who would bring that up. Oh, there's nothing wrong. Let's look at what happened even last June. We're about a year removed from before that first debate. And before that first debate is when he came off the airplane. Wasn't it the D-Day ceremony? Isn't that where he was in France? And he's wandering around and he's looking lost and confused, which, by the way, wasn't the first time he was looking lost and confused. He had fallen off his bike. He had fallen up the steps. Oh, that's just what old people do. But no, it was much, much deeper than that. And most of us, not having all of the information, not being armed with the information because we were not given the information, there were people out there that thought, oh, that's just a guy that's getting a little older. Of course, that's natural. It was far deeper than that. And now you get to the cancer diagnosis. I'm sorry. You cannot convince me for one second that they didn't know about this months ago and that the timing of all this is absolutely coordinated with all this other stuff that's coming out right now. And you know the worst person in all this? You want to take a stab at who the worst person is?
Who, besides his wife?
His wife is, you know what? I'm prepared to say that Jill Biden, I'm sorry, Dr. Jill, she is an evil, evil person. It is disgusting what she allowed to happen. That guy should have been out of office a long time ago. You know what's stark? And I haven't talked about this very much. And I'm trying to get Robert O'Neill on. Robert O'Neill is the guy that killed Osama bin Laden. There is an amazing documentary. I might have mentioned it just a little bit yesterday on Netflix right now. It's one of the American Manhunt series, The Search for Osama bin Laden. It's three parts. I would recommend this higher than maybe any other thing I've watched. Wow. I could not turn off. Ethan said he wasn't feeling well over the weekend. He binged it on Saturday. But what you're going to see is, look, I'm going to be proud of what Barack Obama did and some of those other people in the room and Leon Panetta. You know the jackass that didn't want to go after Osama bin Laden and pull the trigger? Joe freaking Biden. And you can see the differences between what he looked like in 2011. Well, I mean, it's on full display. But this notion now that people like Whoopi Goldberg and others are saying, oh, why weren't we told this? Well, you weren't told this because the government subsidized media in NPR and, you know, PBS, they were not telling you the story. Even when Uri Berliner came out and said, yeah, you know what, we should maybe take a look at some of these things. NBC, ABC, The New York Times, The Washington Post, you name it. They all, nobody was there. Alex Thompson was, in fairness, JK. Nobody was there to say, you know what, maybe we should do some actual reporting about what's going on. But he's protected by the inner circle. How about Jen Psaki? Her lying ass. Are you kidding me? And they're trying to make it seem now, oh, it was, we had no idea. You got Jim Clyburn going on saying, I never saw him in a moment like that. Well, then you weren't looking. You weren't watching. You weren't paying any attention to what was happening in the country. So F off.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.